Hello, I'm Nick Harrell, and today is November 18, and I would like to introduce my dad, Michael Harrell. Hello, Dad.
Hi, Nick.
And can you tell me about your life story? I will ask you questions, and if you like to, you can answer them.
Sure.
Okay, so my first question is, when and where were you born?
Well, the when part is I was born in October of 1965, and I was born in Elmhurst, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago.
Nice. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up, I consider that I grew up here in St. Louis. When I was 4 years old, we moved from Elmhurst to St. Louis, and I've lived here ever since then. So all through kindergarten and grade school, middle school, high school, I went to college out of state, but then came back to St. Louis, and that's where we've raised our family, and who knows, we may just be here for retirement too.
Cool. And do you remember how it was when you moved? You was sad or you was happy? What are you moving from that place where you...
Well, I don't remember a whole lot about it. I think I was excited to be in St. Louis because most of my family was in St. Louis. I remember being particularly excited about seeing my grandfather and grandmother who lived here. So my memories are a little bit faded from back then. I'm sure I had friends in the neighborhood, but I think I didn't really give it much thought. It was just kind of an adventure, and we really didn't have any say in the matter, so we just went.
How you can describe your childhood?
Oh, I'd call it normal. I have a twin sister, and she and I, we had a good relationship. Our parents were loving and wonderful. It just seemed like an idyllic kind of life. Everybody I knew, it seemed like they were happy, and you know, we played a lot, and our excitement was watching TV. And we didn't have internet back then, so getting TV time was that was the reward for the day.
Mm-hmm. How can you describe yourself as a child? You was a good child kid, or you was like jerk kid?
Or... Well, I think I was a good kid overall. I had my moments. I'm sure my parents would attest. There was one particular occasion when my sister and I, we were probably 4 years old, we found a bottle of Vaseline, and I don't know why we decided it was a good idea to smear that over the wallpaper in the entryway to our home. That was not a big hit with the parents, so we got in a little bit of trouble from that. But I think in general, we stayed out of trouble, and I think a time or two we got punished for bad behavior, but I think that's pretty normal.
Do you remember any of your best friend in the time?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Bobby Barnes is his name. And I met him probably 2 hours after we moved to our neighborhood in Creve Coeur. And he'd actually had a bike accident, so he was recovering on the couch. But he was all bandaged up and looked horrible. But that was my first impression of him. My mom and his mom got acquainted as neighbors, and so from that moment on, we were best friends, and did so much together, and we ended up attending the same college and pledging the same fraternity. We played on a lot of the same sports teams, and we're still friends to this day. It's not unusual that time will go by without seeing one another, sometimes months, sometimes years, but it just seems like whenever we reunite, we just pick up where we left off, like no time has passed. So he's definitely a best buddy.
Cool. How was your relationship with your parents?
Good. Just think of it as normal. We had a normal childhood. I have a twin sister. She's 5 minutes older than me, and we were, you know, just constantly together as siblings, and my mom was very often the single parent around the house because my dad traveled for a living. He was a pilot also, and so he was gone a few days every week. So my mom was mom and dad, and so she spent a lot of time with us. It was always exciting when dad would come home. That was kind of special, and we had a great time as a family, and we got to travel a little bit. And unfortunately, my mom passed away, but I still have a good relationship with my dad, and see him as often as I can. And my sister lives about 20 minutes from here, and we talk on the phone probably once a week, and see each other periodically. So we're still tight. So I'm very fortunate. I feel like I had a great childhood.
Yeah. We moved to the school, and what is your best memory from the schools, I can say? Maybe a couple of memories from each of the schools.
Oh gosh, I'm really challenged to come up with specific events. I'll tell you though that probably less occurred in terms of fondness of memories, less in the classroom than out of the classroom. Usually it was some activity we did, or a field trip that we went on, or a play or production that we did when we were in grade school. In high school, I have fond memories of sports, and sort of the community things that you do as students in your school, the camaraderie and just the general excitement, football games and dances and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed school. I didn't love being a student, but I liked it. And there were a few favorite teachers that I had that are still to this day, I have memories and think back on them. So they did make an impact on me.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell one story, fun story? What do you think's most fun story from your high school?
From high school. Oh goodness.
Or if you like to, you can tell about college too. If it's easier.
Well, as fun as high school was, college was even more enjoyable for me. Especially the Greek life. I lived in the fraternity house my last 3 years of college, and we would work hard and play hard. And there was one time that we were preparing for a party, and the theme of it was safari. So the decision was made that we were going to have kind of a jungle-like setting for the party, and some of us were dispatched to go out and find some greenery to decorate the we had it in the basement of the fraternity house. So we went out and did just that. The only problem was we made the bad choice to cut down some living trees in what turned out to be a state park, and so that was frowned upon by the park ranger that caught us, and so we got in a little bit of trouble for that, and actually had to do some community service. We had to rake leaves in the cemetery, so somebody had the great idea that, well, we could have a rake the dead party. That could be our next theme for a party. So, and we were always looking forward to the next next party, and I think some of the friendships that you make from those college days they last forever. So I've got a lot of fond memories from that time.
Okay, what job you get from the college?
What job?
Yep.
Oh, what flying?
You're learning how to fly in college? No, what do you learn in college?
Oh, I study business. So my degree is a business degree. And as it turns out, I didn't use that professionally very long. I decided that really my passion was in aviation and flying, and I had learned how to fly as a teenager, and really enjoyed that, and just eventually made the decision that that's what I wanted to do instead of pursuing a career in business. So I'm glad I made that decision, and I haven't looked back.
Is that true? I remember you tell what you start flying airplane before you start driving the car.
Well, I did start learning to fly at a young age. My dad was a pilot, and we were fortunate to have a little airplane that we traveled in as a family on occasion. And I have fond memories of, as a little kid, sitting on his lap and putting my hands on the controls and steering it, thinking that I was piloting the airplane. Of course, I know that I was probably doing very little to control the airplane, but that probably was the seed that sprouted that just kind of fueled my my passion for aviation.
So after college, you make decision to go at Air Force, and what do you remember about the day you enlisted? Is that correct, Ward?
The enlisted, sure. Well, the ceremony itself is probably only lasts about 60 seconds, and what stood out about it was that my father, who was a military officer at the time, was the one that administered the oath. So that was kind of special to have him swear me in. As far as the actual event, it was just one activity throughout a day of busy activity. So it wasn't the the center or focus of the day. But it was it's memorable. It's the formal beginning of your military service. So I definitely think of that special.
Okay. How did you image military life before you joined?
How did I imagine it?
Yeah.
Well. About that time, there was a very popular movie, and it was called Top Gun, and it was a big hit, Hollywood hit, and as the dog intervenes, it gave a very I would say right. So Top Gun, had a very kind of romantic vision of what flying was like, and it seemed exciting, and I think everybody wanted to be a pilot in the Navy at that time, after seeing the movie. So although I didn't go into the Navy, the Air Force still had that sort of flying, and I didn't know what it would take to do that, but that seemed like something really cool to do.
Okay. Did any of your military friends play pranks on each other?
We were constantly cutting up, and that's sort of the fun of the close-knit camaraderie of a military unit, and it's not just the military, it happens all over life, where you're in a group of people that you like, and because you like them, tend to yank their chain, so to speak, and to find humor in things, and so yeah, we were always doing things to get a laugh at, and it was good natured, sometimes a laugh would occur at somebody else's expense. There was one particular time we had flown our airplanes across the ocean, and there's just one seat in the airplane, so it's just you. So you have to stay awake for quite a while and be alert. So once we arrived at our destination in Europe, hey Nash. Yeah. So once we arrived, we hit the ground running, so to speak, as we were prone to do. We went out and had a couple of drinks and kind of celebrated the ocean crossing, and at the end of the night, as we were heading back to our quarters, one of the pilots in our group asked one of his our buddies if he had any aspirin, because he was worried that he might have a headache later on. And so the buddy gave him what he thought was aspirin, and only afterwards realized that it was actually the no-dose, the sort of the go pills, the basically almost pure caffeine that I can only imagine would not sit well with you if you had a headache and you took that for relief. Yeah, so it was too late to tell his friend, because he assumed that he had already taken them. So he didn't tell him, but he told everybody else. And so we were all keen to have in our sights our buddy. The next morning we had a bunch of briefings that we had to attend, and so we kind of got a little pleasure out of his suffering. And unfortunately, that's just the kind of friends that he had.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of a fun memory.
That's funny. So my next question is, what were your first few months out of the service like?
Well, so when I left the service for actually a good portion of my time in the military, even though I was in the military for 25 years, most of that time I was doing it as a part-time soldier. And I had my regular civilian job, which is an airline pilot. So I would do the military maybe 8 to 10 days a month, and then I had my regular civilian job. So when I retired from the military, I really just stopped doing part of my daily work routine. And although I missed a lot of aspects of the military and the camaraderie, the workload for me dramatically reduced, and so it gave me a lot more time to spend with family, and so it was sort of a relief in that regard. So even though I missed it, I was really happy to have this additional time. So and I still miss it a bit when I think back on it. And a lot of times, you just retain the good memories, and you forget about a lot of the bad, uncomfortable times. But it's a time and a place. It's a chapter in my life, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to serve. But now I'm glad that I have the time that I have with friends and family.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think your time in the military affect you?
Oh my goodness. It affected me to my core. It gave me a lot of traits that have been very useful for me. I learned a lot about working together as a team, and learning to work hard and to have a good work ethic and to have perseverance, a sense of mission or goal or setting objectives and then working toward that. The military is very, very good at instilling those sorts of values in you. And they were just a great group of people. It's a real privilege to be able to work with so many wonderful people that are committed to the mission and care about each other, and just they're wholesome, and that made my experience really special to me. I used to think of all of the work that went into serving in the military, to learning your job and maintaining the standards, And I used to think of it as, hey, this is hard and this is onerous. And but when I, yeah, it's funny, from time to time, when somebody learns that I was in the military and they thank me for being a veteran, I frequently, of course, I thank them for their kind words, but I tell them that really I was the lucky one. It was really a privilege to get to serve, and I think I came to that realization really after having performed my years of service. I really gained the appreciation for kind of what that experience meant for me in my life, and I appreciate every day the freedoms that we have, and the sacrifices that my brothers in arms have made to make that happen, and through the generations, all of the wars. The ultimate sacrifice of laying down your life for your country. And I can't imagine, you know, you leave the life that you have, you say goodbye to your family, you go off to some foreign land to fight for America, for principles. And these are kids that are not much older than you, Nick. And What a heavy burden they carried, and the thought of them dying so far from home before they had a chance to really live their lives, they did that because they had the courage and the ideal in them, even as young people that they were, that they would do everything in their power to include giving their lives, and just so that we would be able to have the kind of life, the liberties that we have, the choices that we get to make. That's their legacy to us. So I did very little compared to them, but I was proud to do what I did do.
All right, I think that's it. Thank you for telling that story, to spend your time for us, and have a great day.
Well, thanks, Nick. I enjoyed it.
Oh, man. I'm so tired. So what are you gonna do with that interview?